Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, healthy Wayne Allen Root because of Energized Health. Yes, I'm opening this hour by mentioning Energized Health because I ended the last hour mentioning that we're having this big event on Saturday, April 17th at 10:30 in the morning from 10:30 to 12 noon. Show up at about 10, and we expect to have a big crowd there. If anybody is, you know, you've all come to my rallies. So many of you in Las Vegas have come to my rallies, and many of you fly in or drive in from California and Utah and places like that. And so we get big crowds at all my events. Well, I've never done one about health before. This is a Energized Health event starring Wayne Allen Root, telling you how this has changed my life and how it changed so many other lives. And John and Chelsea Jubilee will be there to lead off the festivities. I will be there. I will get a chance to meet all of you one-on-one. So it is Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 in the morning. Get there around 10. The doors will be open around 10 for a 10:30 to 12 noon event. It's a quick little hour and a half, and it'll give you the opportunity, I think, to be a healthier person and live a longer life, hopefully, theoretically, potentially, and get rid of the fat in your body and look the best of your life and look younger. That's what it's done for me. I know that. And it's at the Ahern Hotel at 300 West Sahara. It's a week from this Saturday. And I forgot to mention when I talked about it in the last segment that you could RSVP. Go to energizedhealth.com and click on live events to register. Energizedhealth.com, because they want to have some idea of how many are coming. Energizedhealth.com, click on live events. And I also forgot to mention it's free. Doesn't cost a penny. So check it out. So there are three things I didn't mention. It's at the Ahern Hotel, and it is free. And all you have to do is go to energizedhealth.com, click on live events to register, and you're there a week from this Saturday. Not to be confused with the event going on this Saturday for We the People, a political event, starring Wayne Root as the keynote speaker at the same Ahern Hotel. Right? And a different time. That one's at doors open at 3 o'clock. Event starts at 4. Lots of great speakers, including the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. So, and George Papadopoulos. Great stuff. Should be a big event. We're expecting a lot of people at that one. But Energized Health should be, you know, filled to the rafters as well. Because if you want to win this battle against commies, and that's what we're up against, absolute communist, Marxist, socialists, evil people, pure evil, if you want to win this battle, if you want to use a men's room and a women's room, not a trans room, if you want your taxes to not be 99% so you could keep something, if you want the border closed, not open, everyone in the world coming in getting free health care so you could pay the bill, you're going to have to be healthy to fight this battle. Energized Health can help you get there. Free event, Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara, Saturday, April 17th, a week from this Saturday, 10:30 in the morning to 12 noon is the event. And go to energizedhealth.com and RSVP, click on live events to register. So speaking of being healthy, Michigan now leads the United States in new COVID cases as Governor Whitmer takes the heat from Republicans. Several Michigan cities have some of the worst coronavirus outbreaks in the country. How could that be when it's the most locked down state in the country? It doesn't make sense. It's now surpassed 700,000 total COVID cases. The state is the national leader in the number of cases of the coronavirus by population. As of Tuesday morning, Michigan averaging more than 452 cases per 100,000 residents over the last 7 days. The New York Times list of top 10 cities where COVID is the worst includes 7 Michigan cities as of Tuesday morning. Out of the top 10 cities, 7 Michigan cities. down and masked everyone and has her own controversial nursing home policies, just like Cuomo. She sent the old people to die. A lot of Michigan people died. What do they call them? Michiganlanders? Michiganders. A lot of Michiganders died. What are you saying the way you pronounce it? Well, it says right here, Michiganders died. I'm giving you a headline from a local TV station. They said Michiganders. In any case, despite Governor Gretchen Whitmer's onerous lockdown policies and draconian shutdown orders, Michigan is still leading the nation in new COVID cases. From the start of this pandemic, Whitmer has been more focused on the political science rather than actual science, which is why Michigan is seeing an increase compared to most of the country where numbers are falling. Republican Governor Association spokesman Chris Gustafson also took aim at the governor, blasting her as being asleep at the wheel while the virus continues to spread in Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer is asleep at the wheel while COVID rages on in Michigan, whether it's cutting hush money checks, instituting deadly Andrew Cuomo-inspired nursing home policies, or hiding from her constituents. Michiganders deserve better leadership than Gretchen Whitmer. I'm teaching you a thing or two, Mr. Michigan. Michiganders. Maybe they're all wrong, and Chris is right, because Chris was raised there. But they're calling them Michiganders. Interesting. I never heard that term before in my life. In any case, last month, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel rejected a request by state Republicans to look into controversial nursing home policies that led to many deaths. Can you imagine? An investigation by my office is not the mechanism to resolve the policy disagreements Republicans have with Governor Whitmer's COVID-19 policies. And then another story about COVID. Dr. Fauci can't explain why Texas COVID cases keep dropping despite reopening. I think last I looked, on the day that Governor Greg Abbott of Texas decided that he was going to end all the lockdowns and people could go back to 100% in the restaurants and no more mask mandates, on that day there were about 7,500 people a day getting COVID in 7,500 COVID cases a day, I guess you put it, in Texas. And now it's down to 2,000 a day. So without the mandates and without the lockdowns and without the masks, less people are getting sick and it's all falling. Do you understand? You guys, see, no one wants to say this. I'll be the only one who says it. You all caused it because the solution was the cure was worse than the disease. All of you dummies, how did I know? I don't know how I knew. I just knew that if you lock people down, everyone's going to lose their jobs, and everyone's going to lose their businesses. And if everyone loses their jobs and everyone loses their businesses, it's common sense that you're going to raise suicide rates, drug addiction rates, alcohol addiction rates, depression rates, beating your wife rates, kicking the dog rates, kicking your children's rates, child abuse rates, and you're going to ruin the whole society. It was so obvious to me. And people are going to be stressed. And when people are stressed, living in their small apartment, they can't go to work or go to school anymore, they're going to die. Okay? The other rates of disease will all go up, or they're going to catch COVID because their immune system's down. And if you make me wear that filthy diaper on my face, and I've never even been that anti-mask. I've said this on the show many times. I'm not that anti-mask. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. And I recognize in a hospital setting, it's useful. I'm just quoting the most important health authorities in the world. The CDC, the WHO, the New England Journal of Medicine, all of them said back in April and May that masks don't work. They're just a placebo. They only work in a hospital setting for doctors and nurses because it depends how much COVID is in the air. When you're walking outside or you're driving alone in your car and you're wearing a mask, you are an idiot. You're dumber than a sheeple, okay? Because there's no the air is not filled with tons of COVID. There's no need to walk in the park with a mask or to walk on the beach with a mask. There's no COVID in the air. You know, one or two pieces maybe out of a gigantic, huge section of sky. You're not going to breathe it in and die. I've seen all the studies. It just doesn't happen. But if you're in a hospital setting where everybody, if you're in a COVID ward where everyone has COVID and they're coughing into the air, of course you need to wear a mask. That's only common sense. Masks are good for doctors and nurses in a hospital setting where there are lots of germs and lots of disease, and in this case, lots of COVID. You'd be stupid to hang out in a COVID ward without a mask. I can go along with that. But nobody needs to wear a mask outside ever. And I personally don't think you need a mask inside stores either. But if it says wear a mask, I actually put it on for a couple of minutes. I usually put a shield on so everybody sees my face. And I walk into any store in Vegas and everybody screams, "War!" They see me right through the shield. "War! Wayne Rude, I love you, Wayne." I get that every time I walk in the store. I'm wearing a shield and you can see my whole face. I'm not wearing a mask. I never wear a mask. Rarely, if ever. Sometimes I can't find my shield. You know, in the back seat, I got a shield or two, and I've got one or two emergency masks, and I'll put a mask on because I can't find the shield. I misplaced it or put it in my fiance's car, and it's not there. So then I put on a mask. As I get out of the car, I put on a mask to walk 5 steps to the restaurant, and then walk 5 steps to my table, and then take the mask off, then eat for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, then put my mask on for 2 seconds and walk out the restaurant, and the second I open the door, take it off again. So explain to me what I ever need a mask for. I don't ever need a mask. It's stupid to think you ever need one. And this is proving it. In Texas, the rates have all gone down. The rates have all gone down. And you don't need Texas to tell you. Because everybody was told that after Thanksgiving we'd all die, and we didn't. And everybody told us after Christmas we'd all die, go to Christmas parties, and we didn't. And spending time with our families at Christmas. Liberals didn't. You always know liberals when you see articles about old people who say, "Oh, they just got vaccinated. It's the first time in a year they'll see their grandchildren." You really are nuts if you have kept your grandchildren away. The love of your grandchildren is so major, and the threat of COVID is so minor, even for old people. Even for old people, the survivability rate is in the high 90s. You had never had a reason to never see your grandchildren for a year. But the result is Super Bowl. Everyone said we'd all die after Super Bowl. I went to 4 Super Bowl parties. I was in rooms filled with people. No one had a mask on. And no one I know ever got sick, and I never got sick. It's all ridiculous. Of course some people get COVID. Some people die to the flu. Of course here and there someone gets very sick. Got it. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to TrustedNewspaper.com. That's TrustedNewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, let me welcome back one of my fans, Keith, who's, if my memory serves me, a retired cop, used to watch me all the time on Newsmax TV. He lives in Detroit, Michigan, or in the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. I haven't heard from him. He used to text me. Somehow he got my cell phone number. I don't know how, but he used to text me during every Newsmax show, and I don't think I've heard from him in a year. And just heard from him moments ago. He texted me a hello, and he's listening to the radio show. So, Keith, in Detroit, Michigan area, hello to you. Great to have you back, my friend. A sponsor of this segment of the show is Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive Health provides you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. No long waits, no hassles of visiting the doctor's office. It's a convenient and safe alternative. You don't even need to go to the pharmacy. You can get your medications delivered to your door. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You save hundreds of dollars on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before. It's brand new, and Nevada is one of the first states in the country where it's available. It's ideal if you're uninsured or underinsured, or the cost of traditional health care is driving you in the poorhouse. And over the next few weeks, it rolls out everywhere in the country. So sign up now at revive-healthcare.com, revive-healthcare.com. Their team is available to answer your questions 24/7. Revive-healthcare.com. Sign up now. So I got this article from another fan, Dave, who I believe is in Connecticut, if I remember correctly. But I have so many fans in all 50 states. It's great that I remember your names, but I can't remember where everyone's from all the time. But I think Dave's from Connecticut, and Dave's a fan. He sent me this video and this article of a pastor in Calgary, Canada, kicking mask-enforcing cops from his church, calling them Gestapo, Nazi, Communist, Fascists. Arthur Polowski, a Canadian pastor, kicked police officers and a public health official out of his church He yelled for them to leave immediately. Get out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear anything. Until you get a warrant, out! Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not one word. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church. You Gestapo Nazi communist fascists. So I want you to hear how evil people think. The Calgary police released this statement. This is evil. And you know me, I'm the biggest pro-police guy in the world. But when the police are carrying out the will of some communist leader, then I don't like the police, okay? Calgary police released this statement. And this is how they always talk. The concern was that the people in attendance were not adhering to the government's COVID-19 public health orders, which are in place to ensure everyone's safety. You know, it's like they talk like Mr. Rogers. I'm here to make you all safe. I'm such a nice guy. But if you're a pregnant woman, and you're the nicest person in the world, and you're kneeling and praying to God, I'll grab you by the arms and carry you out and skin your knees, and then I'll beat you when you get outside. See, that's the second part they're not telling you. They'll beat you with a baton and then gas you. Okay, these are evil people. Okay, don't tell me you're there for my health to walk in a church and drag people out who have put their mask down for a minute. Oh, wait, let me finish what the police, Calgary police, had to say. The organizer of the gathering was uncooperative with the health inspector, I put in the word Nazi, with the health inspector, and repeatedly raised his voice, asking all parties to leave the premises, which they did approximately 1 minute after entry, and in a peaceful manner. In other words, you know, the pastor is an evil, horrible person who raised his voice, and the Gestapo that walked in looking to arrest people for not wearing a mask for a minute are all peaceful, wonderful people. Let me continue with the Calgary police. We understand the pandemic has caused great disruption to all Calgarians in their, I didn't even know that's what they call themselves, Calgarians, in their professional and personal lives. We do not wish to disrupt anyone's holidays or religious or spiritual events. However, here's the however, here's where Nazis come in. However, we must support our partner agencies when called upon to help ensure everyone can safely celebrate these occasions. Isn't it nice? They're taking such good care of us. If, you know, if your grandma happens to forget her mask, they'll beat her unconscious outside and drag her on the back of the police car till she dies because she didn't wear a mask. Nice people. They'll arrest Granny. These are sick people. There's something mentally wrong with government employees who think their job is to be the Nazi Gestapo or the Soviet KGB or the East German Stasi or the shock Nazi troops of the Venezuelan dictator who beat and murder and torture his political opponents. This is what communism leads to. They want to go in your church and say, it's for your own good.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling on Georgia to smarten up. The president stopping short of saying the Masters golf tournament to be held this week should join Major League Baseball's All-Star game and pull out of the state. Biden also noting the unfortunate side of such decisions that could cost hourly wage earners money.
It is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make.
Biden receiving a 4 Pinocchio rating from the Washington Post for his claim that the new Georgia law was decreasing the capacity to vote. It actually expands early voting. The Dow closing down 97 points to finish today at 33,430. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, how bizarre is this man, this Laden, dementia Laden, brain dead Biden? Biden says Americans who get vaccinated can celebrate the 4th of July. you're able to get in the backyard with a group of people who've also been vaccinated. I needed his permission to get together with my friends on July 4th. He doesn't. This is how out of touch politicians are. I've been going to big events, parties, Thanksgiving, Christmas. How about last July 4th, I had a party. How about Super Bowl? I went to four parties that were packed with people. Americans aren't listening to anything these people say anymore. That's what they don't realize. The whole thing is ridiculous. Yeah, I need your permission to go to a July 4th event. Yeah, only if I've been vaccinated. Okay. This sponsor of the show, we're about to be on with my great friend John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, who just changed to Republican. Big move. Made it in all the national media today. But I want to mention that this segment is sponsored by my podcast, the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, which is 7 days a week now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, with the regular daily podcast. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, I've got the weekend top 10 where I play Casey Kasem, and I hit the top 10 stories of the week. If you're a conservative or a patriot or a Christian, I've got the stories you will want to hear. I break down the best of the best. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out every day and the weekend edition. Where do you get them? You download them at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, so my buddy John Lee, Mayor John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, just made a big announcement today that he's switching from the Democrat Party, which he's been in his whole life, to Republican, and I welcome him with open arms. I'm thrilled to have him. I think he'll make a great whatever, governor, senator. I think he'll make something fantastic for the state of Nevada sometime in the near future. Mayor John Lee, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne, and I know your audience is my kind of audience. I appreciate that.
Well, you realize that I've been on the air for 6 years now. First it was local radio for 1 year. Now it's been, we're going on our fifth year of national radio. This show is listened to by people all over the United States, in all 50 states. I'm in over 50 cities, and I think you're the only Democrat I've ever invited on the show, ever. You were on in the very beginning, my local show. I think you've been on twice, and I've never, ever invited another Democrat on the show. So I always knew you were different. You were special. You're very pro-business, pro-entrepreneurial. You're a small businessman yourself. And the moment I met you, I said, he's my kind of guy. Why isn't he a Republican? So I think it's good news that you finally saw the light, and I welcome you to our team.
Well, you know, I represent the values of my parents because they taught me in scouting and all the important things in my life. And I've always been one who just thought, I can just take care of this little corner of the world and I'll take care of it. But what's happened, the Democratic Party is not the same party that my mother, who and I went and saw John Kennedy when I was a little five-year-old kid at the convention center. You know, it's not the same party. It's not the same people. The mission has changed, and I just can't be a part of it. I can't even hide the fact from people anymore that I'm very disgusted with it.
Well, you mentioned today on Fox and Friends. I mean, you made national news all over this country, and you were on Fox and Friends this morning, and you mentioned that the Democrat Party has become a socialist party. You must be listening to my show, because I say that every minute of every day, that they're not Democrats, they're not liberals, they're not progressives, they're socialists, Marxists, and all of that leads to communism. They are literally, they hate to be called communists, but the party is filled with radical extremists that are leaning towards socialist, Marxist, communists. So sounds like you've come around to my way of thinking, and I just want to tell you, I agree 110%. You're in the right party now. We're the pro-business party and the pro-freedom party. So welcome to the GOP, Mayor John Lee.
Well, thank you. That was probably, you know, I get paid by the city of North Las Vegas to go out and make sure that our residents and our community have the best I can give them as their mayor. And the national politics, I pretty much a lot of times let you guys handle that, because I get paid to worry about what's in the corporate boundaries of North Las Vegas. But now I can see those things that they're espousing are going to ruin the lives of the people in North Las Vegas. I therefore have to stand up and let them know I'm not for this, I won't be for this, and I'm not going to support this for the residents here in North Las Vegas. I took an oath to the Constitution that I would protect to the Constitution, the state of Nevada Constitution. And when they recently, they had the Nevada Democratic Party had an event where they elected their new leadership. Four out of the five were card-carrying socialists. And to the Democratic Party's response, they left that organization. I mean, everybody should have left it, and they did. But it's just the way that the party is moving now. No one's standing up and saying anything about it. They're just kind of letting this happen. And I know it struck a nerve today, Wayne, and this I can just put this on your show. It's a national show. We got news today that A.O. Smith has decided that she's going to start funding the Nevada State Party, that the Socialist Party is not a bad party, and she's going to do all she can to help it grow in Nevada. We can't have that here, Wayne.
No, and, you know, some of the things that Sisolak and the Democrat leadership in the House and the Senate of Nevada are talking about, and I'm pretty sure they're going to happen, is, and I'm sure they would love to have a state income tax, but for the moment, they're going to take the cap off property taxes. They certainly want to. They'd like to make us a sanctuary state. They'd like to keep us semi-locked down until everybody gets a vaccine, so you'd have some sort of vaccine passport. These are all things being talked about right now, and there's nobody standing in their way, John, because they control the governor's mansion. They control the state legislature, both houses. It's an all-Democrat state now, even though they keep winning by the slimmest of margins in all these elections. It's all Democrats in charge, and nobody's standing in their way, and no real strong Republican leadership. So I hope you can be a guy who can really make a difference, because you're the first guy I know of in the entire West Coast who said, right now, I'm a Democrat, and I'm switching to the GOP because they're a bunch of socialists, which means you can get independent votes, you can get Democrat votes, and of course you'll be welcomed by me and my friends as a true Republican. So if you're running for higher office soon, I think you have a great chance of breaking that logjam and getting a Republican elected in Nevada to higher office. What say you?
Well, I know what you say is true. The Democrats are not the party of the working people anymore. They're not the party of the small business guy. They're pretty much commandeered by the National Party, the elites and the socialists that are trying to run this country. They're really, Wayne, there is and there has never been room for me. I'm pro-gun. I'm a pro-life guy. There's just no place for people such as me in this party. And especially if you're a Christian, you know, you don't really have anywhere to go. And so I'm believing that the Republican Party is on its way to becoming the new Republican Party, that it'll open the eyes of the people of this state, and it will start getting back some of the Republicans that are left, that it'll get the moderate Democrats such as me. And I don't mean moderate conservatives, what I mean conservative Democrats such as me. And there's a lot of independents that realize it's very important to vote in the primaries. And I think we can get a lot of those people back if we'll be true as a party to the people that elect us, and we do the things we say that we're going to do, and we listen to the things that they'd like us to do.
Well, I love and appreciate you because you're a maverick, Mayor John Lee, because let me tell you, when times are good for Republicans, it's easy for a Democrat to switch over to the GOP. When Trump was president and he had the Senate and he had the House and he had pretty much everything, most states' legislatures, most governors were Republican, there were a few Democrat congressmen switched over. I remember one in New Jersey, there was one in Michigan, and they switched over. But this is now, Democrats are now in control of the president's and the Senate by the slimmest of margins nationwide, meaning the U.S. Senate, the House by the slimmest of margins, but nonetheless, Democrats now have control of all three levers of government. Very rarely do you see someone with the moral backbone to switch from Democrat to Republican when Democrats are the ones in charge. That took gigantic cojones, and I just got to tell you, I really respect you for what you did.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll follow a good leader, but when no one will lead, Wayne, you and I or people in your audience today, they need to lead. You know, North Las Vegas is in the top 75 big cities in this country right now. And the things that are happening are going to affect it. Now, this announcement today, the first person that has left the party vocally and became a Republican since Joe Biden's been elected president. So that's, I guess, what made it a pretty big thing on Fox News today.
Exactly.
And I'm hoping that the rest of the mayors in this country, because, people don't trust your Congress. They sometimes don't trust your president. But, you know, they most of the time trust your mayor, you know. If there are more mayors in this country will stand up to defunding police departments and all the stupid things that are being asked of these wonderful mayors, if they'll stand up to it, and if they'll let their governors know, we're not going to put up with this crap. In fact, is when you run for your election, I'm going to tell everybody in my town not to vote for you for what you've done to this state. And if the governors catch on and they tell their congressional people, maybe the president will get the message, whoever it is, that the people of this country are in charge. And so that's what I'm hoping for, that other mayors and elected officials might join me if they feel the desire to kind of draft behind me. It's already happened now. I'll take the flag. Just come on board and help us build a whole new party that has a chance to be different than the Socialist Party.
Well, I say all the time on this show, Mayor John Lee, I say that John F. Kennedy, if he were alive today, would be a strong Republican. He was anti-tax, he was for the people, he was pro-business, and he was maybe the most anti-communist president in our history. You know, remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? This guy stood up to the communists, didn't want him anywhere near our country. You are a JFK of our time. Thank you, Mayor John Lee, and I hope I'm talking to the next Republican governor of the state of Nevada. Just my preference. Thank you, John.
Amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroos. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound. You. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you need to sell?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Well, one of my great fans, Dave, who emails me all throughout the show, and I made the mistake of saying earlier that I think he's from Connecticut, and I read his email on the air again today. I do it all the time because he's really got some really insightful stuff, great stuff. I always say all my fans are just brilliant, brilliant people who inspired me and give me my best ideas. And he pointed out he's not from Connecticut. He's from Pennsylvania. He's always telling me how locked down Pennsylvania is and how crazy the Democrat governor of Pennsylvania and that health person in charge of health in Pennsylvania is now number two at Health and Human Services in the United States of America. Was it Rachel Levine or something like that? I think that's her name, or his name, or its name, whatever it is. Looks like the most unattractive man that ever lived with a woman's wig on. That's who. How would Biden find her, him, it? Out of everyone in America, how would you pick that it to be your number two person at Health and Human Services? A transsexual who looks like a man with a wig on, trying to be a woman, who locked down Pennsylvania, ruined everyone's business, and sent all the old people to die while taking her own mother out of the nursing home. That's what you're dealing with here. He had to search far and wide to find her, him, it, to whatever it is. I honestly don't know. See, I'm not saying anything bad. I honestly don't know what you call someone who looks like a man, but a man wearing a wig. It's so absurd. It's so absurd, I don't even know what to say. But that you would search far and wide the whole country, and that's the best candidate you could find to be the number two person in charge of the health of the United States of America? Do you know how dysfunctional this person is? My God. What world do you live in? This is what the entire goal of the communist, socialist, radical nutcases in charge of our country now is. They want to make weird, freaky people the norm. They want to make that normal, and they want the rest of us to feel like we're abnormal, we're evil, and we're terrible. You know, white, straight males are the worst people in the world. We just built America, and what a terrible job we did. And oh, we did such awful things to people. We just built the greatest nation in the history of the world and gave freedom to all and mobility to all and opportunity to all. And anything that was ever a wrong committed was righted by those same terrible white straight males. You know, like the Civil War, where the white straight males from the North were willing to die to free slaves they never met and didn't care about, didn't know, didn't owe anything to. They died for the black men who were enslaved by Southerners. Died for it. And the American Indians, we treated horrible, which is true. We did treat them horrible. Then we gave them casinos. We gave them the only rights to casinos all over the United States. I think we're a pretty darn cool country. I think we got some really cool people. I don't think anyone's bad or good just because they're white or just because they're black or just because they're straight or just because they're gay. They're trying to make us feel like the weird ones, the out-of-touch ones, the dysfunctional ones, the evil ones. You know, they're looking in the mirror, and they're the ones that are evil, and they're calling us evil. Typical Saul Alinsky. By the way, a little housekeeping. It's wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. All my listeners know that. wayneroot@gmail.com. Email me anytime. Rootforamerica.com is my website. Rootforamerica.com. Great site. Put a lot of work into it, a lot of money into it. It's a really good site now. I've got all my videos, all my commentaries. You're the first in the country to read them. Parler. You can find me at Parler. No longer at Twitter. I'm banned for life, but I'm at Parler with almost 100,000 fans. At Real Wayne Root. And my War Raw Daily podcast available on iHeartRadio and anywhere you download great podcasts. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show, as in Vertical Research Advisory, the great it's daily investment and economic newsletter. It's not just about stocks and bonds and real estate and Bitcoin and gold. And I get more knowledge from reading Kip Herridge's VRA newsletter every morning online. You know, I get it every morning in my email, delivered first thing in the morning when I wake up, it's there. I get more knowledge from that. I'm the most knowledgeable economic host in America because of Kip Herridge. Thank you, Kip. And his top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years. I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter record for 18 of those years. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Let him prove how good he is and how good VRA is and how consistently he beats the market. He's offering all the listeners of my show a membership at VRA completely free for 2 weeks. Check it out for 2 weeks and you'll stay for life, just like I've been with him now for 18 years with his newsletter. Check them out for free for 2 weeks. You'll stay for life. Go to VRAinsider.com. Free two-week membership, VRAinsider.com. So here's an article about California's failed response to COVID. You know, I've been talking all show about how Texas ended the mandates for masks, ended the lockdown, 100% in restaurants, and everybody's healthy, not sick. And in Michigan, masks, lockdowns, and everybody's sick, leading the nation. New York and New Jersey also lead the nation in COVID. And they also, you know, are states filled with masks and lockdowns and all kinds of restrictions and what you can do or not. And the same thing in California. Through March 29th of this year, 57,800 people have died in California with COVID. 3.6 million cases of COVID in California. 8.9% of the population of California has had COVID while they were completely locked down. Florida completely open and much better results. Much better results. In fact, the COVID death rate for the under 65 and the over 65, both lower in Florida than in California. Lockdowns caused COVID and death. End of story.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.